T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One of the owners of your Cleveland Browns, he has them. Speaking about the options that the Browns have as far as a renovated stadium downtown or a domed, possible dome stadium. I don't think it's possible. I think it would just be a dome stadium in Brook Park.
And not the way you brought this up before the show. It's not going to look like the old Carrier Dome. It's not going to look like all those cookie cutter domes.
That's what I thought. So Dick Goddard, when he passed away, he had a lot of things over at the TV station, and they found, because Dick Goddard obviously kept stats for the Cleveland Browns with Jim Donovan for a very long period of time during the broadcast, I believe with Casey Coleman before as well. And he was obviously a big sports nut, and he had a lot of stuff. And I think John Sable and Scott Sable had found a big treasure trove of the Citizens for Dome Sports in Cleveland, Ohio, I think it is. They had it on their podcast, the Sable Brothers podcast. Plug, there you go. It's in there, I know it. And they found this where they had the renderings. And when I saw the renderings, I mean, this is going back a long time ago. And it looked like the Astrodome. It looked like the Superdome. Like, I know the Superdome is supposedly wonderful from inside, but outside it's just like, yeah, this is... It just looks like a bullet sitting on top of land. Like, that's all it looks like. There's no personality to it or anything like that. And so that doesn't get me excited. That just a big circular building does not get my bull running at all. But when you see Lucas Oil Stadium from the highway, when you see Ford Field from even the street, it looks a little bit more low-key. Mm-hmm. But inside, it looks wonderful. And then Owen has seen U.S. Bank Field in Minnesota, and I guess it is just opulent.
It's amazing.
To say the least. You have these big buildings, and I'm going, as soon as they... I'm driving in on 480 today, and I swear to God, it came, like it said, because they just built that new express lane through on the bridge. I said, one day it might say, like, to Brown Stadium from the east on here. And I go, man, once they show people a rendering of this... That's it, and that's all. Because they're going to see something like they've never seen before in the city. 216-474-0092. Mike in Cleveland, you're first up in the Fan. Yellow.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'd love to get one thing out of the way first. I am biased because I'd love to see my property value jump from a swoop of the pen. I do live in Brook Park.
Ah, well, congratulations on all your success, Jed Clampett.
Congratulations on all your success.
But the fact of the matter is, outside, I'm done. I'm 64, and by the time this thing gets done, I'll be more than happy to be indoors with a winter football game.
So I was wrong. And, when I led the show, I said anybody over the age of 50, because that's all I ever hear from. I said, they want the elements, they want nostalgia. You're telling me, no, absolutely not.
I don't mind that, but I don't like that. We need to get away from there. We can't win in that place. So I've been, come on, 29 years of crap in that place. It's finally turned around.
8-1 last year,
Mike. I'll tell you what.
I said it finally turned around.
Yeah.
We need to get the heck out of there and put some put some future into our football game.
Everybody rips
prices
on Stefanski.
Prices are going to keep going up. We might as well get some.
See, it. I totally agree with that. Now, you go to a lot of games, Mike?
Yes, I do. I'm a season ticket holder.
Okay, so like Nick and Maslin, 63 years old. And Mike, again, thank you very much for the call and the kindness. Nick and Maslin, 63. Mike, 64. They both go to a lot of games. They're both advocating for indoor stadium. Now, when we talk about home field advantage, hey, man, like Kevin Stefanski, we want to rip on Kevin Stefanski all you want. It's the best they've been at home is, I think, under him, certainly since 99, which is not a high bar to set. But we've only seen some success at Cleveland Browns Stadium recently. Mostly, it's never been a place. It can be loud, but very rarely did they give you reasons to be loud. And then when you think, okay, well, you know that it can be loud inside these buildings. You know it can be loud. Now, I don't want to be like Atlanta and just pump it in and get in trouble for that. But you know it can be loud inside Minnesota. Indianapolis, I've heard that's just loud because it's more of a party atmosphere, not necessarily rallying around their Colts. So, you know, a Browns stadium with a good football team in the stadium would obviously make the place pretty deafening. Steve in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. I'm 55 years old, and
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Would love to go have a dome to go to. And plus, if you think about it, guys, back in the 90s when the Indians left the stadium and they moved over to Jacobs Field, it created a spark. That year before, they were winners, and then they went into the Jake, and then they were winners there, and it started a thing. They had all them sellouts. They were great teams, but it was that spark, dude, and you couldn't get tickets to the game. I'd love to see that again in Cleveland.
I think that has something to do with it. Like, I know John Hart did a lot of work to put good players together, and I think a guy like Manny Ramirez, Steve, and thank you for the call. I think a guy like Manny Ramirez and Jim Tomey and Albert Bell and this, that, and the other, they would probably do well in a lot of ballparks. But when you go from a place that, hey, it had character, but none of us ever said it was well-kept, thanks, Art, and you go to a stadium that's state-of-the-art, when you go to a stadium that you know is taken care of the right way, then I think it changes the perception of everybody, and maybe it does make some people play better. And obviously, it did provide a spark to the fan base as well, because it was a sight to behold. It was the place to see. I remember I told you, we didn't get tickets until the next season. We got to go on a tour. Me and my buddy Eric Perry and my parents got to go on a tour, like, I think it was 95, and then 96, we were finally able to get tickets. And that was like the first time we were able to see it. But it was just amazing to see the place.
It was amazing. You thought you were in a different city the first time you were at Jacobs Field. And I remember it didn't matter the weather. I remember going to a game it had to be April. And we were kind of huddled in the bathrooms because that's where the heaters were. And it was jam-packed. Every seat was full. You didn't have the standing room areas like you do now.
Steve in Lakewood, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Well, I'm not in Tony's demographic, and you stole my thunder a little bit. So, 58 years old, my sons and I, we've talked about this, that we travel one game a year, and we've been to both Minnesota and Indianapolis last year, both which are beautiful places. But the one thing I hope, so I want a stadium, but the one thing I hope, and I have all the faith the Haslams will do, is that it is a gem, something like windows opening or the different shape or something like that. It's got to be special. You know, at least I hope it is.
I can't be underwhelmed by it, Steve. And thank you very much for the call. Because if you invest the $1 billion in the stadium by the lake, I just feel you're kicking the can down the road. And in 10 years, we're going to be sitting there going, well, you know, we need this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other thing. Well, we just invested $1 billion. If you put $2 billion into a stadium, I don't want to talk about it again for 30 years. You know, like the guys were talking about, like, I mean, a 67-year-old man who's calling in right now. Sorry, like, you're going to be pretty close to it by the time that thing be done. All right? Like, let's just be honest here. Like, I don't want to have to hear about it. I want to have the upkeep there. And I know, hey, like, there's a lot of money that's put into it. Because the one thing about Minnesota and their new stadium, like, we just talked about the Bills stadium being built. That's open air. They're going to charge people PSLs upwards of $50,000. And that's an open air stadium, which seems ridiculous. And I know that U.S. Bank Stadium needed a lot in terms of upkeep. I think it was millions and the hundreds of millions for their upkeep. Like, yeah, I know that it's not just going to be a one-time price and that's it and everything's going to be great for the next 30 years. But I also want to be able to say, all right, I don't want to hear anything more about our weather patterns here. You have an indoor stadium. It's off the lake. You got David Gilbert here. Let's get going here. Let's get some of these events. I need something every single day. I need that parking lot with some people. I don't care if it's a Shriners convention in the middle of July for a weekend.
Okay.
You better have something in there every single damn day.
I'll just ask a follow-up. Do you even care how much it gets used if the Haslams pay for like 75% of it?
Probably not. No, not a lot of people will.
And I'm sure they'll get more events. But at that point, you know, they're going to have their village. They're going to have their mixed-use retail. You're going to have all your outlet stores or whatever the hell. You're going to have all these bars and restaurants, which hopefully, if we lose any of the bars and restaurants downtown, hopefully it'll be those same chefs, those same restaurateurs that come with them.
Andrew Berry made it pretty damn clear yesterday. Nick Chubb ain't going anywhere for the foreseeable future. And it's a very easy question. Over or under? That's coming up next with Aditi Kinkabwala at 8 o'clock on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.